You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Daniel chapter 2, verse 47 to 49. The king answered unto Daniel and said, "Of a truth, it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret." Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. You remember when the king had a dream and could not even remember the dream, and he was asking his astrologers, his wise men, to interpret, until Daniel was brought to him. Daniel tarried in the presence of the Lord, and God revealed the dream and the interpretation of the dream. It was when the king had the dream and the interpretation that he made that statement that the God of Daniel is indeed the God of gods, who is able to reveal secrets, since Daniel is able to reveal that particular secret. And as a kind gesture, the Bible says he gave him many gifts, made him ruler over the province of Babylon. Now, you will think Daniel will go and give testimony and say finally he had breakthrough. You know, many people want this kind of gift so that they can make money. You will see a young man today that God just in his mercy gave him a prophecy that came to pass. What is the next thing? His life had changed. He's using expensive cars. He's wearing expensive suit, you know, living his big life, high furnished house, and anytime he's going out of the house, a camera is following him, and they will record it in slow motion, put soundtrack, and put it on social media. But I want you to look at Daniel. The Bible says, "Then Daniel requested of the king, and set Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province." He used that privilege to affect the life of others. That was what Daniel did. Wealth didn't change Daniel. Money didn't change Daniel. Please, I want you to pay attention to this. You see, God doesn't want to put money in your hand, money that will change you. The only thing that God wants to change you, used to change you, is the glory of Christ. That as you behold his glory, you are changed from the same likeness. But he doesn't want any other thing to change you. He doesn't want money to change you. Look at what Daniel did. The Bible said in the last verse of that chapter 2, it said, "But Daniel sat in the gate of the king." Does that correlate with all the things that he has won, the accolades, the gift, the position? No. He sat at the gate of the king. Money didn't change him. Wealth did not change him. Many of you, what you are asking for, if God should put it in your hand, you will forget God. It will change you. You can see people that it has changed. Be grateful to God that God has not given you something that can change you. Daniel, money didn't change him. It didn't change his taste. He just simply served God. And whatever came to him, the first thing he did was to give opportunity to other people, was to use it to bless other people. And he sat down at the gate because he was contented. The Bible says Jesus made himself poor that we might become rich. Even though that is not specifically talking about money, that the principle is that he denied himself something he had so that other people can have it. That's the principle. That's exactly what Daniel did here. He gave all the positions to other people. He sat at the gate. Those things didn't matter to him. He didn't give prophecy because he wanted money. Why do you think people are faking prophecy today? Why do you think they are stage managing it? Because they are looking for money. They believe if they can tell you what you ate yesterday, you will give them money. In fact, they are not shameful again. I saw a church, so-called church meeting. I don't even know how to describe many of these things. And the man in the course of prophecy asked that they should call a lady who is abroad and said the challenge she's having there now is because when he prayed for her and she traveled abroad, she forgot him. I said, now send me 1,000 euro. Send, if he said, if she doesn't send the 1,000 euro, they are going to deport her. Can you imagine? So people are merchandising the gift of God. A man will start from village all the, with the grace of God. And his whole plan will be how he's going to have money rich so that he can travel abroad and then begin to live a comfortable life. So he's just using gospel to escape poverty. His heart is not for Jesus. Can God put billion in your hand and your food will not change? And your taste will not change? And your clothes will not change? And your shoe will not change? Can God put those kind of money in your hands? And you will still remain yourself. Your heart will not change. The way you are seeking God will not reduce. In fact, it will become more intense. You will long more for God because the money will mean nothing to you. Let me tell you, it is nothing for God to put millions in our hand, to put billions in our hands. Many of you don't realize that money in your hand will actually lead to your destruction. It will lead to your unfaithfulness. Some of you, once you have money, you become terrible to your spouse. Things will just change. Once you have money, I had a friend like that. He started business. We used to attend fellowship together. And then money came. He completely went haywire and forgot about God. Eventually, he repented, came back to the Lord. I sat down with him. We spoke severally. And then he traveled abroad. And then suddenly, comfort came again. Guess what? As I'm speaking to you, he had become reprobate. He had completely forgotten about the Lord. So every single time he had money, he turned, he sat away from God. But that didn't affect Daniel. Money didn't affect Daniel. That's why the Bible says in Psalm 62, verse 10, if riches increase, do not trust in it. Do not set your heart on it. Some of you, once you receive money to your account, that's what you'll be thinking about. If you go to bed, that money is what you'll be thinking about. That money becomes your confidence. If they're talking about health issues, you say, what is it? There is no hospital that you cannot afford. You see, your confidence is in the hospital. You don't even understand that there are many issues that hospital can't deal with. And that forever, our trust must be in God. We are only a custodian of the resources of God. We must never use this gospel to make money to enrich ourselves. That is not the goal of the gospel. Otherwise, you have betrayed the Lord. And I tell you, many people have betrayed Jesus. They have used his gift, they have used his grace to enrich themselves, to take money from people. Peter didn't do that. Daniel didn't do that. Peter, they sold house, they sold land, they brought the money and put at his feet. Peter didn't go and build a 5-star hotel for himself or a mansion for himself. 3 days later, this brother had no money to give to a beggar. He said, silver and gold I have none, but I thank God that he had something. Daniel did not enrich himself and say, finally, we have reached breakthrough. The same Daniel, he was still reading the word of God, praying for the will of God. Can you imagine? Look at all the gift they gave to Daniel. Look at the position they gave to him. But that was the Daniel that was weeping, that was crying and pleading and said, God, it's already 70 years. How come we have not had deliverance? And God had to reveal the mystery of the end time to him. You think if Daniel was looking for food, looking for money, houses and cars, you think that he will study the Bible and be crying to God and be fasting so that God can bring deliverance to his people, so that God can fulfill his word? Daniel was about the kingdom. He was never about himself. But I see young people today, any little money now, everything is about the latest suit. And as they are coming down from their jeep to go and preach, it is in slow motion with soundtrack. And I just wonder, how could this have been about Jesus? How could it have been about Jesus? My dear brothers and sisters, I don't know, but I've just asked you to pray and say, Lord, deal with my heart. Let my heart be about the kingdom. Let my life be about Jesus, not about material things. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.